Fauci Diaries: Anthony Fauci ran to Obama for PR help. Obama called Trump a hopeless idiot. Pathological liar. By Hannah Knudsen on July 27, 2026. Former National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, Chief Anthony Fauci ran to former President Barack Obama as his public image deteriorated during the coronavirus pandemic, recording that Obama referred to Donald Trump as a hopeless idiot and pathological liar. The diary entries, released by Representative Rand Paul, RKY, chairman of the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs ahead of Fauci's testimony before the committee, provide a look into Fauci's personal thinking throughout the pandemic, seemingly cherishing his own rise to fame more than anything else. Many entries show Fauci marveling over his popularity and gushing over his many media appearances. At one point, he reveled in what he described as his explosive and really unimaginable fame. But when the tide began to turn, Fauci did not know how to handle it and desperately reached out to the far left for help in restoring his tattered image. He received quite a bit of bad press as the public grew weary of the coronavirus lies, blatant displays of hypocrisy, and the continued demonization of those refusing to get the vaccines, which did not prevent transmission of the virus or prevent a recipient from contracting it, contrary to initial claims from public health officials. In April 2022, for instance, Fauci was still making grandiose statements like, "You use lockdowns to get people vaccinated so that when you open up, you won't have a surge of infections." On top of that, taxpayer watchdog White Coast Waste Project brought attention to some other horrific studies reportedly under his leadership. Notably, the Trump administration stopped the National Institutes of Health's, NIH, Beagle experimentation. "Now they have begun harassing campaign where I am getting does sick, is in dozens of calls on my cell phone using FaceTime from numbers that I do not recognize, which are clearly people who now have my cell phone number for harassing me about the Beagle study," Fauci lamented in his diary. "It is so very clear now that this is a concerted effort to discredit me and assassinate my character. We have counted, sick, the attacks regarding the Beagle dog experiments. But still the attacks continue falsely claiming that NIAID funded the studies," he wrote. As PR turned sour on a range of fronts, Fauci ran to Obama for advice. In a November 4, 2021 diary entry, Fauci wrote, "Leslie Dock had contacted Barack Obama to ask him to give me a call to see what he could do to counter the slanderous lies there have been coming from the far-right press, extreme right elements in society, and even several members of the Senate and the House. He revealed that Obama called him and offered to help in any way that he can. He started off the conversation by saying that he was concerned about me and how I was holding up under this onslaught of slanderous lies. He said that I was a civilian and that I should not have to put with this nonsense. He as a politician is used to this, but I have done nothing but serve that American public and the world for decades. He expressed concern that this would interfere with my important work on behalf of the American people," he said, asserting that Obama offered to call Ron Klain and or Jeff Zients to ask them to have the administration be proactive in countering these lies. President Obama said that he would call up Jeff Zients and tell him to mobilize some of the people in the administration to proactively go out and defend me. "I told President Obama about the crazy things that the far-right Republicans were doing, including the fact that Donald Trump Jr. had on his website the sale of sweatshirts and t-shirts to collect money for his campaign, and on the t-shirts and sweatshirts it said 'Fauci kills puppies,'" Fauci wrote. Obama said that Donald Trump Jr. is a fucking moron. He apologized for using crude language but then went on to say that Donald Trump was a hopeless idiot who was a pathologic liar. Fauci continued, an ironic claim, given that Fauci continued to lie to the public about the coronavirus throughout his rise to fame, even recording the mortality rate to be much lower than he was publicly stating in this very diary. Fauci also asserted that Obama was very upset that none of the moderate Republicans were actually speaking out on my behalf and were distancing themselves from all of this terrible slanderous behavior against me. Days later, Fauci wrote about a successful phone call with Eric Schultz at the request of Barack Obama, adding, "I am very thankful to Barack Obama for helping to set up this meeting with Eric." He also praised articles defending him from the revelations made by White Coat Waste, WCW, during that time. "From the moment we exposed Beaglegate, the Washington establishment, bureaucrats, politicians and the corporate media circled the wagons to defend Fauci over his funding of deadly dog labs. Now, Fauci's own diary reveals that former President Barack Obama personally helped him coordinate a covert damage control campaign to discredit white coat waste after we ignited what the Washington Post called the biggest firestorm yet for Fauci. Justin Goodman, senior vice president of WCW, said in light of these diary revelations. The full diary, which also features Fauci marveling at his own fame, can be read here.